Praise God. I am so glad to be with you this week. You know, it's been a rather wild and rocky couple of weeks. The ongoing reports of worldwide pandemic has brought fear and caution into our homes and often into our hearts as well. I know last week I had to turn off the TV and run to the Word to keep myself steady. You know, pastors have done an amazing job reminding us of God's protection during these uncertain times. And regardless of the closed doors at churches, they've continued to encourage us online and with great podcasts. Many of us are at home. We're either working from home, we're doing childcare, or we're taking the opportunity to do our spring cleaning. As for my house, we're buried in the worst snowstorm of the year with no power this afternoon, so nothing feels all that different, but it is. There's new realities that are hard to fully comprehend and a future that's difficult to predict. But last night, the Lord woke me up at about 4 a.m. with instructions for today. The first thing I heard was silver linings. Please know that most of the time when we hear the Lord, it's in our own voice. The difference is we probably wouldn't be saying these same things to ourselves. Well, the Lord impressed me not to miss the silver linings within these dark clouds. Families are together. Just Saturday, my son Jason felt he should move his family up to Lake Elmenor to his in-law's summer home minutes from us. In the natural, it seemed rather rushed Saturday night as a huge snowstorm was underway. However, by Monday, we could see why they moved when they did, with the Bay Area then on lockdown. God made a way for us to be together, and he answered a prayer of mine at the same time. I had just been praying the week before for a plan to see my 4 grandchildren more often. A silver lining, to be sure. You know, then the instructions came as to who to begin to call the next day. The Holy Spirit just opened my eyes to see this amazing opportunity to touch base over the phone with a number of people. I prayed with several, caught up with others, and was able to walk or talk in my gifts, encouragement, and prayer. Golden nuggets were picked up with each and every call, with more to come, I know, as I follow his lead. You know, I've been camped out with many of you in Psalms 91 this week, so let's take another look. Psalms 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, in my God, in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, to dwell means to really settle down, to make my home under the protection of Jesus. As I do that, there's real rest. When I move out from underneath his protection of truth, I can find myself battered by bad news and fears. Keeping my heart centered on his promises is the only thing that brings real rest. You know, we've studied many times the power of our words, the power of life and death being unleashed in the words we speak. What a reminder to say out loud that God is who we're trusting in, period. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the preached word of God. So remember to self-preach. You know, verse 14 reminds us to acknowledge his name, which we've studied. Jehovah Shalom, he is our peace. Jehovah Jireh, he is our source. Jehovah Rapha, he is our healer. Here's a few other scriptures that I've kept close and you might enjoy as well. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. We know it. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And we've got to guard our hearts and minds. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When fear comes in, remember it cannot be from God. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. And as I settled down to go back to sleep, this scripture came to mind so clearly. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. God continues to remind us not to be afraid, but to trust in him and intentionally keep our minds guarded by Jesus by staying in his word. We have amazing opportunities before us. Let's take advantage of more time to worship and study and listen to the ways he wants to use us on a daily basis. Reach out to those you haven't touched for a while. Ask the Lord who you're to call and perhaps pray with or for. Many who may have been closed to the good news of Jesus may be open to hearing about his love now. Ask the Lord who in your circle of influence you're to pray for or to share with. And celebrate this time with family. Use your gifts, bake for those who don't, shop for those who can't, and ask how you're to be a blessing. God is faithful, and he's ready to instruct us in the way we should go. And when he does, it's exciting. There are silver linings and golden nuggets to be found every day, and I don't want to miss one of them, and I don't want you to miss any either. Well, God bless, and thanks for joining me.